I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
So Rebecca has had a hunch about herself medically for a while now, and now she's going to pursue it.
Yep. I have a suspicion, and that suspicion is that my brain don't work so good. Or at least...
it's just different. It works differently.
It works differently. Not like everybody else's, maybe. So I've talked before about how I was diagnosed with OCD when I was 19 years old. So I have a therapist who's like the most amazing girl ever. She works with me with my OCD, and she's amazing. But recently I brought up something new at an appointment, and that is that I am pretty suspicious, and I've thought this for a while, that I might be on the spectrum.
Don't they say that everybody is somewhere on the spectrum, though?
I think the fact that it's a spectrum makes it so, yeah, you can be very, like, on the scale at some point from, like, both ends.
And the spectrum we're talking about here is?
Autism. Because I was like, you know, I already won the genetic lottery with OCD. What's, like, a little autism as a treat? So I've always kind of thought this about myself, and I'll tell you guys why. And you guys can tell me if this is just something that's actually what neurotypical people go through, because I've never really talked about it before. But I have always felt like when everyone was born, they were given a manual, and that manual taught you how to act in social situations, how to be a human being, how to talk to people, how to just kind of navigate your life in a way that makes sense to other people.
Picking up on social cues.
Exactly.
Understanding communication between two people. Okay.
Yes. And I feel like that manual somehow just got lost in the mail for me. And I have had to learn how to be social by super trial and error. And I think I've gotten pretty good at it, hopefully. But it's always been something difficult for me.
Do you find yourself in some situations looking back and being like, oh, when you see somebody else model how to do it, you're like, oh, okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. And you don't get what you're supposed to do until you watch somebody else do it. And then you learn and you kind of pick up their tips and how they do it.
Oh, absolutely. I watch people. I'm like, okay, that is, yeah, exactly. Like, that's how you're supposed to do it. Why is that so hard for me? It's kind of interesting because people, I think, probably think I have social anxiety, but I don't. I like to talk to people. I have social frustration. It's just so frustrating that for some reason it seems so natural for other people, but I have trouble with little things like looking someone in the eye, knowing when to speak, knowing when that person is finished talking, things like that. So I brought this up with my therapist and I said, I'd really like to get assessed for autism. And she said, I can do that. And I said, sick, Dr. Natalie, let's get it. Love you, girl. So this Thursday, I am going to get assessed for autism by my doctor. And I'm really excited. But I have a fun way that I want to reveal my status. And you guys kind of have to go with me for this one. So this isn't something that I kind of want to celebrate. If I learned that I was autistic, I wouldn't be disappointed. I wouldn't be sad. I would feel very validated. Mm-hmm. It would be something new to learn about myself and how to navigate my world.
God, that makes total sense.
So I want to reveal whether or not I have autism with a gender reveal cake.
I knew it! So, all right, when you cut into the cake, if you are indeed on the spectrum,
yes,
whether it's a buttload of autism or sprinkling of autism.
Do you think that's the way the doctor is going to tell her?
Absolutely not.
Those are medical measurements, officially.
What's the color going to be inside the cake?
Yeah, what's the color of autism?
That is deep.
Really good question. I was thinking purple just because I like purple.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
But so, I'm like, should there be a gradient now?
If you show autism for Autism Awareness Day, which is April 2nd, it's blue. Blue is the color that a lot of people wear to light it up blue to promote autism awareness.
Okay, I love that.
I'm curious about the test itself. So is it just a question and answer type thing, or is there technology involved?
From what she's told me, it's basically like a questionnaire. And I've already taken questionnaires online, and they basically were like, talk to your doctor now. Okay, I'll do it. But yeah, it's just a questionnaire. And she has allowed me. She's going to email me the results instead of telling me in the appointment, I think only because I'm her favorite test subject. And I'm going to forward that to my friend who has agreed to bake my autism cake.
So how much of you are, what percentage of you is actually hoping that the diagnosis comes back as autistic?
I guess like 70%.
Really?
Yeah. I'm looking for an answer, and that answer would be very validating for me. I mean, if I come back neurotypical, great. Let's have some cake. It's just the OCD, I guess.
Well, good luck finding out that you're autistic.
Thank you.
Good luck.
And we get cake.
And get cake. It's the Bird Show.
Get it? The Bird Show.